first time, as if we were in Galilee listening to Jesus ourselves, or as if we were the first listeners to the Apostles' Gospel in some small house church in the bustling and boisterous Roman Empire. In going back, I believe we will be shocked by what we find, and these three exhibits show why we will be shocked. Exhibit A. I received an email from a reader with this question. I know you're probably really busy. If you have time, I have a question about the gospel. I notice that the gospel writers often include in their gospel the announcements that Jesus is the Messiah. My question is, what is good news about the fact that Jesus is the Messiah, the descendant of David? Thanks for your time. I read that letter three times and shook my head in disbelief each time. And I did so because I wonder how we've gotten ourselves to a point where we can wonder what Jesus being Messiah has to do with the gospel. But that emailer is not alone. Answer A. For this emailer, the word gospel was almost entirely about personal salvation. That means the gospel no longer includes the promise to Israel that Jesus was the Messiah. But let's not be hard on this emailer. Perhaps most Christians today wonder what the gospel has to do with Jesus being Messiah. Exhibit B. John Piper, one of America's most influential pastors and authors, and deservedly so, at a big conference in April of 2010, asked this question. Did Jesus preach Paul's gospel? To answer it, he examined the parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector in Luke chapter 18. Where we find one of the few uses of the word justified in the Gospels. Then John Piper concluded that, yes, Jesus did preach Paul's gospel of justification by faith. I would defend the legitimacy of Piper's question, and I would also agree that the makings of justification by faith are indeed found in that parable of Jesus. So it is entirely fair to ask if Jesus preached a gospel like Paul's. But to begin with, there's the problem of order and even of precedence. Isn't the more important question about whether Paul preached Jesus' gospel? Moreover, there's another problem. Piper's assumption is that justification is the gospel. The Calvinist crowd in the USA, and Piper is the leading influencer in the resurgence of Calvinist thinking among evangelicals, has defined the gospel in the short formula, justification by faith. But we have to ask whether the apostles defined the gospel this way. Or better yet, when they preached the gospel, what did they say? We will answer these questions.